For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Let's take a look back at the tragic events of March 21st, 2005. A young student in Red Lake, Minnesota. A school shooting. A suicide. 24 victims. 10 fatalities. But what set Jeff Weiss off? The trials and tribulations of his own life? Or was it something else? After all, scenes such as this one were not uncommon at Red Lake. In fact, the Justice Department launched a major crackdown on drugs and guns on the reservation, citing evidence of executions, drive-bys, and ritualistic violence. And then again, in January 2004, locals raked police buildings with gunfire, prompting a crackdown by the FBI and ATF. So the reservation had seen this kind of violence before. But what is it about Red Lake? Well, Bill Blake, a veteran of the Minneapolis Police Department, said that gang members operate a drug pipeline that floods Red Lake with marijuana and other illegal narcotics. In fact, according to the results of a 2004 survey, more than half of the Red Lake students used marijuana, and a staggering 81% of the females admitted to contemplating or attempting suicide. And now even the BBC admits that smoking cannabis virtually doubles the risk of developing mental illnesses such as schizophrenia in an article headlined, Drug Doubles Mental Health Risk, on March 1st, 2005. How much evidence do you need?
Marijuana is an addictive drug, which produces in its users insanity, criminality, and death.
This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Well, I've got to commend Winston. I told him he had to pretend he worked for Fox or for the drug czar John Walters himself, and by God, he's done it. You see, the problem is we've asked every government official from the U.S. Attorney General down through the state attorneys general, through the police chief, the district attorneys, mayors, etc. There is no one in government willing to come on the airwaves of the Drug Truth Network and clarify for us the reasons, the need for an eternal war on our own people, for little baggies of stuff they might cram in their nose or smoke or have sitting in their pocket. It's too bad that, like any propagandist, Winston is pretty much unable to tie his facts together in any manner whatsoever. Those who run this drug war take you and me, all of us, to be suckers willing to eat their shovels full of bullshit on a daily basis. Have you seen the new government ads with a hand holding up two joints claiming that pot is twice as dangerous? I think they should just get some scissors and cut one of those in half. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.